One of the challenges is knowing your role as a freshman. Bill Ballinger founded the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics, but before that, he served in the State House and State Senate. He still remembers the advice he got when he started as a state rep in 1969.
Keep your ass on the leather.
Ballinger says that wisdom came from his seatmate in the House, a senior Democrat.
Don't get up and talk all the time. Don't get up and call attention to yourself more frequently than you have to.
Besides that, Ballinger says lawmakers have a lot of other stuff to learn, like floor procedure, which is the way bills are introduced and move through committees.
There's a lot of intricate stuff that has to be learned, but I think most new lawmakers come to Lansing with some knowledge of government and how it works.
Lee Chatfield is a freshman in the State House. He represents the northernmost part of Lower Michigan and part of the Upper Peninsula. Last week, he found out what committees he's serving on.
I kind of felt at times like I was a kid waiting for Christmas, waiting to find out what committees you're going to serve on and how you're going to be able to influence policy.
Chatfield was named chairman of the local government committee, but he's a former history teacher and is most passionate about education. Chatfield wants to stop the implementation of Common Core standards.
What works in Cedarville, Michigan, may not work in Los Angeles, and I think it's a wrong policy to try to put everyone on the same standard. You know, the one-size-fits-all educational approach never works.
But to get anything done, new lawmakers need to learn the political math of Lansing. State Representative Tristan Cole.
It's 56-20-1 to get something accomplished, meaning we a majority in the House, majority in the Senate, and then the governor's signature.
Cole is another freshman lawmaker whose district includes Antrim and Charlevoix counties. He's done a lot of jobs in his life, like truck driving and being a hunting guide, but he started a family farm in 2000. Later on, Cole served as head of the Antrim County Farm Bureau, and last week he found out he'd been named vice chair of the House Agriculture Committee. Cole says farming is key to promoting job growth up north.
Ag is one of the top, if not the top, economic segments of our Michigan economy right now. And we've got a lot of exciting things happening here in northern Michigan, from the farm market side of things, the tourism side, to the actual expansion of production agriculture here in the district.
Cole says he can promote farming by getting rid of what he calls burdensome regulations on farmers. To do that, Cole is going to have to learn how state politicking really works, the kind of stuff that isn't in civics textbooks. That can take some time, says Bill Ballinger of Inside Michigan Politics. And with term limits, that's often something freshman lawmakers don't have.
That's one of the great criticisms of term limits. Some lawmakers are claiming even when they've been here 5 or 6 years, and they're just really feeling they are getting command of the situation, they're forced to exit office by term limit.
The new lawmakers do have a little time before the legislative session gets into full swing. Most lawmaking isn't done until after the governor lays out his budget priorities for the new year. That won't come until next month. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.